Well, you know, I've been around bass fishing for a lot of years, and I've never had anything named after me. I mean, even if I wanted to have something named after me, nobody would. And with me today is Marty Stone from Bass Cat. And Marty, you're coming out with a signature edition boat.
Terry, it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, it's the first time in the history of this company that they have allowed an angler to have a boat named after him. And Rick Pierce asked me if I was interested, and I was absolutely flabbergasted. I was not only interested, I was more than anything else, I was just honored that they would even consider that to allow me to do this. And man, what a great experience this has been so far.
Well, you know, we're going to go into the kind of what makes this boat different, but, you know, we got to talk a little bit about that family business down there in Arkansas. And 35 years they've been in business, family owned, you know, all the way from Ron and his wife and Rick and sisters and things like that are involved in that company. But that's kind of an anomaly anymore in our business, you know it?
It's the only company that hasn't been sold or bankrupt or anything in the bass boat business that is still originally owned, financially sound. They're the only one. Make no bones about it. They've been around for 35, and with Rick running the ship now. Now, Ron will tell you, he will remind you real quickly who still owns that company and who is the president. But Rick is pretty much handling all the day-to-day. But it's family run, owned, and operated, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Well, you know, it's such a legacy of our sport. You know, you look back at 40 years probably of bass fishing as we know it in the tournament business, and you know, they've been involved in almost all the way, and you look back at Ron and Rick, and they believe in the history of what's going on in bass fishing. They like talking history when you talk to them about what's went on, who's won what tournament. They're not just involved in building boats, but they're also involved in the tournament business.
I've learned as much from Rick Pierce as I had from any other boat company I've ever been with, not only about the boat business, but as you say, the history of the sport. You know, when he first started talking that, we first got to know each other, I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go, another history lesson. But the more I listen to it, the more I see it. You know, history always has a way of good, bad, or indifferent of repeating itself, and it's done it in this sport, and you can sort of predict trends and predict things that are going to happen just based upon that. And he has really instilled in me the values of the history of this sport, and it's really been an eye-opening experience for myself. Man, I've learned a lot from these guys. It's been a great situation for me because now I feel like I'm a small fish in a small pond, but I fit. I fit there. I mean, I've got a relationship with him and his family that's beyond just a worker coworker. It's more of a friendship and a part of a family. I feel like I'm a part of theirs, and his family's definitely a part of mine.
Well, Marty, I think it was a couple years ago you made the move to Bass Cat, and you haven't looked back. You know, now you got this new boat. And you have to be thrilled with the idea that they're going to have a signature Marty Stone boat that guys are going to be running around fishing tournaments out of, and you've kind of put some of your trademark stuff in it.
I was absolutely allowed to be involved in the design, but I tell you, Terry, it was a humbling experience, and here's what I mean by that. You know, I've always prided myself in the fact that if you had a boat and it could go fast, I can make it go fast for you. I know how to handle one. I'm not scared to get behind the wheel and drive one. And Bass Cat has absolutely got one of the best performing, quickest hulls out there. When I was brought in plant and really got to see what I was involved as far as the layout, especially on the upper deck, because make no bones about it, I can drive one, but I cannot tell you how to build a hull to make it go fast. I'm not even going to make that false accusation. But when I got in there, I had some things in mind. I had some things I wanted to do with the upper deck of this thing. I was allowed to do some. I also got to learn a whole lot. I also got to learn that up to the 16th of an inch, every bit of that space on that upper deck, it has to be accounted for. It was one of the greatest learning experiences I ever had, and I also got to truly realize how little I know about boat building.
Well, we walked through the plant, Rick and I, it's been about a year ago, and, you know, he's involved in every boat that goes out of there. And, you know, fit and finish, we talk about that a lot of times because of the cost of these boats. Fit and finish is critical, and I'm sure it will be in your model as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's funny, I'm at boat shows or I talk to friends and everything that's considering buying boats, and there's some companies out there right now making some good product. You know, it's not just one or two players anymore. There's four or five out there that are very qualified, capable boat builders. I tell everybody the key, though, I think the difference is now is attention to detail. You made a very fair statement. I don't know of any. There might be one or two that slip out that door that he literally does not put his hand on. And with owner of a company taking that much pride of each boat that goes out of there, that's going to tell you that the commitment to quality. And when people are in the marketplace and they're looking at the boats now, you know, let's forget about the shine and the fit and the finish and all that at the boat show. Let's look at the attention to detail, and I think that's where Bass Cat really stands out. And I think it has shown over the last couple years in them being awarded the J.D. Powers Award. It tells us right there that our customers are very pleased with their finished product, not only that moment, but several years after that moment of that purchase, and that's huge.
I know when we were going through the plant, one thing that Rick always talked about is every boat that goes out of here has got to be right, but it's got to last, and it's got to stay right. And so, you know, when he built it, he wanted to make sure that the guy that got it, you know, and then sold it maybe a couple of years down the road, the next guy that got it was just as happy as the first guy.
Our value, our resale value, it doesn't apologize to anybody in this industry. We hold our resale value as well, if not better, than anybody in this industry. And I tell everybody, I said, you want to, you know, we can go to the boat shows, and I can show you different pretty boats, and that's what they are. They're pretty boats. You want to find out what's under these things, and you find out, you know, as they say, under the hood. You go look at everybody's five-year-old boat and then come back and tell me what you found, and then go look at one of ours and come back and tell me what you found. And I think that right there separates us. That, among many other things, you know, attention to detail, customer service, customer satisfaction, but the overall boat after five-year period, you go back and look at it. And so many of these boats, they look showroom ready right then, and it's just a quality. Because if you don't have the quality when you're building that boat from the week it leaves that plant or the day it leaves that plant, it might not show up in 3-4 weeks or 2 or 3 months, but it will show up over a 4 or 5 year period.
I'm going to pick your brain here. You know, you get this boat and it says Marty Stone on the side of it. There has to be more to it than that. Tell me about some of the things you requested that go into this boat so it makes it a Marty Stone signature.
You know, I had the option, Terry, of doing the 20-foot model or doing a 18.5-foot, and I chose to do the 18. It's going to come out about 18.5-foot, and what I wanted to do was I wanted to bring some of the great features that we have in our Puma down to a smaller boat. You know, as much as I love my Puma that I run, doesn't everyone have a need for a $50,000 boat and, you know, 20-plus foot and 250 horses on the back of that thing? So we've got something down there that's going to run about a 175 on it, but we have tons of storage. We built as much dry storage into this boat as we possibly can. Go back to what I said about the upper deck, which is huge. It is width-wise as big as my Puma. As far as the dry storage available, we have accounted for every inch up to a 16th of an inch. There is no wasted space. Ton of storage up there. I can probably keep everything that I keep in my Puma in the front of this boat. We've also done some pretty neat little things. You'll have to see it when we come out with it, where we recessed around a trolling motor, allowing for a smaller front deck to hold more rods. So many times when you have a smaller boat, one of the first things you lose as a fisherman is the ability to carry, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 rods up front. We've recessed around a trolling motor that's going to allow for that. It's pretty neat. You know, one of the things that Bass Cat's famous for is that coming out with neat innovations and then everybody copying. And Rick would get frustrated, but I say, you know, the greatest form of flattery is imitation. And I'm sure once people see what we've done here, this is going to be something that's imitated throughout the industry.
Well, one of the things I know Rick Pierce does in the winter, you know, besides going getting ready to go to boat shows, is he goes out and looks at automobile technology. He looks at things that he can equate and bring to the bass fishing business. How important is that? I mean, you think about, you know, some of the neat innovations that have come out of Bass Cat and a lot of the other boat manufacturers. It all has to do with just keeping on top of it.
And the first couple of times he went down to Miami to go to some of these auto trade shows, I'm like, yeah, you're down there on a scenic cruise or something. I thought he lost his mind. But then when I start going over these boats with him and he holds up this part, he said, yeah, I found this 4 years ago at the auto show, found this 3 years ago, found this 8 years ago. He brings back a lot of their technology and then applies it to our boats where it makes sense at. And that keeps him ahead of the learning curve. It keeps our product new. It keeps it fresh. You know, they've never been one to just come out and wholesale change a hull as so many other boat companies have to generate sales. Because what does that tell me? That tells me what we have under the bottom of that boat is pretty good. It's pretty right. It's pretty special. And you can tell that by the first time you ride in one. What separates them from everybody else is the new innovative ideas. And so many of those ideas, you sort of have to look for them to be able to find them. But it goes back to what I keep telling everyone. It's attention to detail that really separates us. And that's where he finds a lot of that at.
Well, Marty, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Now, this boat's going to come out January, February timeframe. I'm looking forward to seeing that first one at a boat show.
It will be an absolute overwhelming feeling for me. It will be one of the greatest senses of humility that I've ever had, because I look at the history of this company, and I know how deep and rich the history of this company is. I know the great fishermen that were there before me that never had this opportunity, and for them to extend this to me, you know, I can't thank them enough. It's nothing about me, and it's all about them. And for whatever reason, they saw it fit to give me this opportunity. Truthfully, Terry, it's building my brand. What little I add to it, good, great, but it's just building my brand, because it'll be something that happens in my career that it will be a highlight, and I'll never forget.
Marty, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks a bunch, Terry, man. I'm looking forward for a big year and look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.